Hi everyone, welcome back to Questionable with Brittany McElwain. Today I have a guest. This guest is Cassidy LaBarre. Cassidy, say hi.
Hello there.
Cassidy and I have been friends for a long time.
Like seven plus years.
Yeah, since about sixth grade. We're both class of 2020 graduates. Woohoo!
Huzzah!
What were you gonna say?
I just said huzzah.
Oh, huzzah. Oh. That's how this is gonna go. So Cassidy, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an artist who makes scripts about things. I'm just making my first one, and it's a pain in the butt. I have to do a lot of drawings for that, like a lot of character designs. Trust me, that messes with your mentality a bit. A little holly jolly midget, whatever, compared to all my friend group.
Okay, to give you a comparison, I'm 6 foot tall.
I'm 5 foot three and a half.
Yeah.
Correction, without my shoes, I'm like really close to 5 foot three, so I'm technically counted as 5 foot three. It's just my shoes give me make me a half an inch taller.
Hold on, I'm drinking my Gatorade. Okay, so this episode, we have no clue what we're doing still. And that's my fault, but... So today's 9/11, sadly. Cassidy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just mentally out of it today.
And me too. Today is a very sad day for the entire country. So I was thinking we could take a moment of silence to commemorate the lives that were lost that day.
With all those brave souls.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, neither one of us were alive to witness it firsthand. But, I mean, speaking from my personal standpoint, I think it's weird in a sense that my brother and my mom and my dad can tell me what they experienced firsthand, you know, watching it on the news and where they were when it happened. And I'm learning about it in history books. I mean, that just kind of gives me a weird feeling. I don't know about you, but
it does. Even though I'm the oldest in my family, it's just how my mom reacted to it that made me feel like, my goodness, if I were alive anytime sooner, that my mom would have actually had a heart attack very early on.
Yeah. Like, my mom, she said she was hanging clothes on the line, and my grandma called her and said, "We've been attacked."
And my mom was at work. She was 21 years old, and she just started working at the resource center.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in the room, all the aides and stuff, they came running in to her while she was potting in somebody. Or if she came back and just said, Kelly, we've been attacked. We've been attacked. And she, what?
hearing
both stories from, like, our parents and such, it's like, it really messes with you.
Yeah. My brother remembers it, and he said that he remembered mom coming in. He was watching Bob the Builder because he was 3. He remembers mom coming in and changing the channel, and he was upset that she changed the channel, but he obviously didn't know why. Because he was only 3, but
yeah.
He said that he remembers watching it, you know, watching it unfold.
Yeah, and from last year in Russia Propers, mm-hmm. Watching the actual news stream that our family members have watched, that, see why they're doing that? Like, we only saw the, like, when we're younger, we only saw the video of the Twin Towers on, well, for today. Like, the...
Yeah.
This whole day.
Yeah.
And, seeing it as seniors, the full news thing, it just mind blows you how chaotic it was.
I started crying.
Mia was just at, like, Pikachu meme, just sitting in there. Proper was actually laughing at my face, because everyone else was crying, but the face on mine was so different. And it was just so funny. My face just sat there for 40 minutes. 40 minutes straight while watching the thing.
Yeah. It was definitely a sad day.
It was.
It also, changed airport security forever.
Yeah.
I remember going to Florida.
That is why I'm afraid of going on planes.
I went to Florida in 2007. Obviously, that was only 6 years after this happened. I remember my carry-on bag had my stuffed cow and my blanket in it. And yes, I still have my stuffed cow in college. Okay?
And I still have my stuffy, so... Yeah. Anyone who are haters, back off.
We don't need your negativity. We have our stuffies.
We're not ready to grow up yet.
But I remember I was only 4. I was going to be 5. Asking my mom why they had to take my stuffed cow and my blankie out of the bag and, you know, pat them down and run them through the x-ray machine. And I was like, nobody's gonna hide drugs or a gun in a stuffed animal. And my mom goes, you'd be surprised. I was like, oh. And then I just got my stuff and we went on the plane and made it to Florida and back, and here I am.
in 2005, my mom was still worried about it, and I was like 3, and my mom was pregnant with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have told you a story about Alexa, why that, but anywho, so she kept arguing with my family that, like, you know, we're not, like, I am not going on a plane. And meanwhile, this is 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, telling them that we could drive down to Florida and check out the house and everything. I mean, we did live down in Florida for, like, 4 months until Alexa was kind of getting there. And, like, you know what? We're getting back there.
Yeah. Going
home. It does leave an impact on you. I mean, I've never ridden on a plane, and I probably would never will.
See, I enjoyed the plane ride because, I mean, I was only 4, so I didn't know about anything, basically. I knew that we was going to Disney World, and I was super excited.
Oh, you are so lucky.
And that's the only time I've ever been to Disney World, and I barely remember it, but, we took pictures and stuff, and we look at the pictures, and I'm like, I remember taking that picture. I remember going here, going there, but then there's some that I look at, and I'm like, we did that?
Yeah.
There's one vivid memory that I have. It was our last day. I think we were at Magic Kingdom. And we rode the Dumbo ride. And my brother took the pink Dumbo. And I thought that was the funniest thing there ever was. Because my brother's 4 years older than me. So he would have been 9 because I was going to be 5. Because we went in May and my birthday's in June. But he got in the pink Dumbo, and I thought that was the most hilarious thing. Because I rode in the purple one, and here's my brother sitting all by himself in this hot pink, like, Dumbo. We also went to Universal Studios. There's a couple things that I remember we did there, but the one thing that I, like, vividly remember is riding the Woody Woodpecker roller coaster. And it's a roller coaster that, you know, it's obviously Woody Woodpecker themed, and it's got Woody Woodpecker on the tip of the nose of the coaster. Well, you know, when you sit in the very back of a roller coaster, it tends to
tail a roller coaster before. Why? Because my stomach.
Well, if you sit in the back, like in the back two carts, it like flops around a lot more. It doesn't trail as well as if you were in the front because you just kind of like wave a little bit. So we got, they say that the back of the coaster is the fastest part, too.
Oh, no.
So I was 4. We rode it. My dad sat next to me. We rode it twice. Because my brother wanted to go on it, and this was his Make-A-Wish trip because he's a cancer survivor. So we went on it. Me being the person I am, when I want to go too, that has gotten me into several situations over the years. Anyway, it got me my first steer too. I want one too. Yeah. So we went on. My brother sat in the back by himself. And my dad and I were in the cart in front of him. My dad, there's a picture of it somewhere. My dad threw his arm across me and held me down the entire ride. I remember we got to the top of the hill and the coaster went woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And then we went boom down the hill and around the corner, and yeah, it was fun. But when we got off, my brother was wearing a white shirt that day. You couldn't tell where his skin ended and the shirt began. We were all that white.
It's like me wearing a white shirt to school, and no one telling me whether where the shirt starts or ends.
Right. My mom bought a big, it was a Pirates of the Caribbean cup full of water. And it was a reusable cup, and I think we still have it at home somewhere. Because that was right before one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies came out. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but...
Mine's been the second one.
Huh?
It might have been the second one.
Probably.
Or it's like the first or second one, I believe. Around that time.
Probably. I think it might have been the second one. I can't remember. Like, if you would have asked me when I was 5, I could have told you exactly what that movie was going to be called. Because I loved that cup. And my mom, thank God she had that cup with her, because she had it full of water. And I sat and drank that entire thing full of water. And we went and got lunch that day, and my brother wanted a souvenir cup. So he got a big, have you ever seen those Darien Lake cups?
No, I have not.
That have they're like special cups that say Darien Lake on them and stuff. It was like that, but it had SpongeBob on it. I was like, I want one too, but I got a Dora the Explorer stuffy instead.
Dora the Explorer.
And I got a backpack memory game. I played with it like twice and it disappeared, and I have no clue to this day where it even went.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I think my brother might have stole it and threw it away because he was sick of me playing with it or something. I don't know. I had got a JoJo's Circus playset at Disney World. I forgot it in Florida. It was like $30, and I left it there.
Speaking of like the JoJo Circus thing.
Yeah.
I had the plushies of both JoJo and I keep forgetting the lion's name.
Goliath.
Why do I forget his name?
Goliath.
Goliath?
Yeah, that's his name.
The biblical name. That's
yeah. Good job, Cassidy.
But yeah, my father completely hated that show because he is the referee for clowns, and I grew like completely fascinated with how clowns look because they look funny.
Yeah,
they look funny. But JoJo is like when you're younger, you're like, oh, I like this. I like this. This is awesome. Oh, Goliath is so cute. So when I had the JoJo plush, I'm like, hey, Dad, can we play? No, I'm not playing with that. No. Like, why? Please, you could be Goliath. Like, I'd rather be the stinking lion than the clown. Why do you hate clowns so much? Because they're scary. They're not scary looking. It's adorable.
My favorite,
I still remember that.
My favorite was the family of couch potatoes.
That is like the best joke that they put in there.
Yeah. There were so many good shows, like Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yes. I made Jackson watch that, and he downright loves it.
Oh, it's my favorite. I still love it, and I'm 18 years old.
My parents, my grandmother called at the wrong time! Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm just gonna mute myself.
Okay. So I'm gonna practice my stand-up comedy. What does a cabbage say when it rolls into the church? Let us pray. Boom. Let's see, I have more jokes. Okay, insert a picture of a dairy cow. He touched my udder. How dare he? Wah, wah, wah. Have you heard the one about the broken pencil? Oh, never mind. It's pointless. Why are frogs so happy all the time? Because they eat whatever bugs them. I named my steer Chicken Nugget. If that's not a funny joke, I don't know what is. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry if you hear background noise, because I'm on a messenger call with Cassidy. That's how she's talking with us when she's able. Because social distancing, and I'm at college, which is 5 hours away from where we both, you know, are from. So, my brother is a leukemia survivor. We'll get more in depth with that in a few minutes, probably. But yeah. So, as I was saying before, which Cassidy probably didn't hear because she was on the phone with her grandmother. My brother is a cancer survivor. He had acute lymphoblastic leukemia when he was 7, so that made it pediatric leukemia. It was pretty tough for a while. He was 7, so that means I was only 3. When it happened, but I remember staying with my aunt and not knowing what was going on. Now that I think about it, I really could have lost my brother and not known why, you know, and that's kind of scary to me. But, I mean, I knew that he was sick. I just didn't know, like, how sick or what he had or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how we got to Make-A-Wish to go to Disney World and Universal and SeaWorld. By the way, I went to SeaWorld, too. I met Shamu. I got splashed with water during the Killer Whale show. It was really cool. I have a stuffed Shamu somewhere from that trip. Because we stayed in a place called Give Kids the World. And it's obviously through Make-A-Wish. It's a little village that, I mean, it was awesome. I freaking loved it there. There was a community pool that had a wheelchair ramp so that you could wheel somebody into the water. And, you know, my listeners don't know this, but my sister is handicapped. My sister has cerebral palsy, so she can't walk, and she's mostly nonverbal. She can make noise. She can't, you know, like, make words or anything, but she can express how she feels. We think that she has autism, too, but she was never diagnosed with that.
I mean, my mom, right now, since she's on, Forest.
Yeah, your mom works with my sister.
Yeah, she works with her. It's my mom finds her hilarious.
Oh, she's funny as all get out. I freaking love her. Like, I used to be jealous of her because I didn't completely understand what was going on.
Yeah.
She's 8 years older than me. So, I was just kind of born into this family that was, like, adapting to a handicapped child, and I didn't understand it until I was probably 10, 11. I was so jealous of her, and I don't know why, and I feel horrible about it now because I was just downright mean. But I didn't understand why she couldn't do what we could do. And now that I look back on it, her life is so much harder than mine will ever be. I mean, she has a lot of great staff where she is. Cassidy, your mom.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fantastic. I enjoy going to visit her. Because everybody there is just super nice. Even the other residents that she lives with, her housemates, they're fantastic. I love them. But she loves Bear in the Big Blue House, like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
That's her favorite show. I was actually on TikTok, and there's this guy that does what they call burp call radio. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not.
I might have.
It's a musical. There's a musical. It's these puppets that are birds, and they're celebrating 18 years. And, you know, if you've ever been on TikTok, which, Cassidy, you probably haven't, but...
I have, but I just downright got rid of it.
Right.
I witnessed something really bad on there, and I just wanted off of it.
Oh, no. But when a creator is streaming live, you can comment and ask them questions and stuff, and... You know, I said how Bear has really, you know, Bear really helped my sister in, like, Fraggle Rock and that kind of stuff. Just, it's like she's a whole different person when she's watching it because she can connect with it.
Here.
And I told that guy that I really appreciate what they do. And, he said that he worked with the guy that played Bear, and he's actually worked with the Bear puppet before, which I thought was really cool.
I know the dude's first name. His name's Noel. I just don't know what
Noel
his...
McNeil. That's Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the guy that plays Bear. Yeah, I freaking love him. I've chatted with him on Twitter before. It was so cool. Like, I almost had a heart attack when he answered me. But I, you know, I explained my situation, and they said that they go around to hospitals with the birds. Like, one of them's name is Luckle. They'll go around with Luckle and Franny, which Franny's another bird, obviously, because it's called Bird Call Radio. But they'll go around to hospitals, and they'll see the kids... that, you know, are sick or have something going on. And he said that to watch them connect with those puppets is a beautiful thing. Like, my sister, you know, she would get the flu. She'd get the stomach flu, which was horrible because I would have to stand and hold the bucket, you know, when she'd start to puke because she couldn't go to the bathroom and throw up in the toilet. But I figured out that if I turned on Bear in the Big Blue House, she was a lot less likely to sit and throw up, which was the weirdest thing. Because it was almost like she felt better. That, she really liked Blue's Clues, too. Blue's Clues made her super happy. But Bear, I mean, Bear just brought it to a whole new level. And it's a level that I'll never understand. I mean, she could be crying because, you know, she would get infected cuticles in her hand to the point where my mom would have to take her to the emergency room and have them lanced. And yeah, she would cry because that hurt. I mean, I cried too when I got them. I've had them before. They're not fun. But she would cry and cry and cry, and we'd turn Bear on, and it'd be like everything was fine. It was so weird, but it was so cool to just watch her change, basically, as a person. Because she could sit there, and she could, like, be... It was almost like her and Bear were having a conversation.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary with Noel McNeil, and he said that when they were making that show, the reason he got Bear was because his voice is very, very soothing, and they thought that it would appeal more to the autistic and handicapped community a lot better.
I mean, it sort did. It did.
Mm-hmm. And when they were creating it, they were trying to create something that wasn't as fast-paced. Because if you watch a lot of the old cartoons, like PB&J Otter, they're going on adventures. They're doing a lot of stuff. It's very, like, fast-paced for the regular kid.
Yeah.
But for the autistic community, and... I mean, I'm not trying to bash them or anything. I love everybody. I mean, there's no definition of normal in my book. Everybody's normal.
Yeah.
In
mine, like, everybody's unique, no matter who they are or anything.
Right. But they were trying to create a show that would appeal more to the, like, you know, like, in the morning, you don't want to watch something that's, like, right up in your face and right fast-paced.
Yeah.
You want to watch something that'll kind of take it slow and you can sit and enjoy. And that's what they were trying to go for. And it's amazing. They achieved exactly that.
Yeah.
I got the pleasure of seeing the last show they ever had Bear in the Big Blue House in Disney World. Like, the last time he was in it.
Oh.
Because they redid Playhouse Disney right after that. They closed Playhouse Disney Live down and made it Disney Junior Live or whatever it is now. And they redid all the characters. And they took Bear out of it.
Man, I'm not sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, they gotta keep up with the times. Bear was no longer on TV. I mean, that was the last year that Bear was on TV. Yeah, Bear's so old that I have most of the episodes on VHS.
I only managed to get, like, a few of them on VHS, and my mom went around and found them on DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And she... this could be perfect for Jackson to watch. And I'm like, yes, Mom, he needs to watch them. He needs to watch them. It was my joy back in the day. Come on, please. Jackson realizing that it's like, oh boy, what am I getting into now? Me bringing out a bunch of the punches that I had when I was younger with all the characters.
Yeah. We, when we were at Disney, we bought little action figures. I left half of them in Disney, obviously, because that's apparently what my theme was, because I left my freaking $30 JoJo's Circus playset. It was the house, and it had JoJo and Goliath and all the little characters, and I was so happy. And then I forgot it. My mom was kind of mad at me that I forgot it, but...
I mean, where are you going to be a little kid?
Right.
A little kid.
She was kind of mad that I begged for it, and then I forgot it. Which, yeah. I would have been kind of mad at myself, too. I was kind of mad at myself, but... Alright, we're going to switch gears a little bit.
Alright.
So what do you think about the 2020 election?
Don't really like being political whatsoever.
Why not?
Because it just causes too much stress.
See, I was going to discuss a little bit of politics, quote unquote. Just to kind of, change up the subject. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to vote this year 100% because I'm in college and I don't exactly know how, you know, the absentee ballots are going to work with mail-in voting. And I don't think I trust the system, you know?
Yeah.
But if I do vote, I'm voting for Trump. And I'm going to explain why. Before, you know, some of my listeners go off. Because I like what he's done in the economy. Other than, you know, when the virus hit, the economy was booming, and you cannot say that that was off from Obama, because Obama told Trump that he would need a magic wand to make the unemployment rate go lower and the economy get better. And guess what? He did it.
Well, I guess God was on his side.
Yeah. And the fact that everybody's calling him racist doesn't make any sense to me, because he has historically funded more... let me think about how I want to phrase this. He has funded more historically black colleges than any other president.
That's... Yeah, I would say that's true. I live under a rock. But I would say that's true.
It's true. It's been fact-checked. He had a 49-year low in the... Well... He made the unemployment rate the lowest it's been in 49 years, I should say. I'd say that's pretty freaking good. Some of the things I don't like about him, I don't like, you know, how he sexualized women in the past. I think that's kind of, you know, disgusting. But, Biden's a pedophile. So, But I'll tell you why I don't like Biden, other than he's a pedophile. He can't remember what he says. If you're giving speeches and you can't get the numbers right, why should I vote for you? You know?
Didn't Mr. Butcher, when we were in ninth grade, didn't he say, like, if you show illness or something, people aren't really going to vote for you?
Yeah, and the fact that he refuses to take a cognitive test makes me think that he knows he has dementia, or he knows that he's going to be, you know, not fit for president. And honestly, I think if he gets elected, it's going to be 1 year, and he's going to step down. And yes. Kamala Harris is going to be our president, and I don't want that. She couldn't run the state of New York, or state of California. You know, how is she going to run the whole freaking country? But that's beside the point. I don't know. It could all work out, and everything could be fine, but I just think... I think that Trump is the better of the two candidates this year. If the Democratic Party, if the best they could do was Joe Biden, I'm upset for them. I'm sad for them.
I mean, the thing is, they give it their all.
Yeah.
They give it their all. I don't know why people just clash with each other. It just confuses the crap out of me. That's why I really don't like politics all that much.
Right.
Clash with each other. For the most stupidest reasons. And I don't understand it.
Exactly. Like, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have a history of, like, trash-talking each other and hating each other, but all of a sudden they're best buds. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it does not.
She stepped out of the presidential race. I think that it was all a plan from the get-go. That she would run, and then she'd get a following, then she'd step down, and then that following would go to Joe. Joe would get the Democratic nomination, and, you know, their plan is to get him elected and then have him step down and she'll be president. I mean, it's not too far from the truth. I mean, you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but
don't. I mean, I can see your views right there.
Yeah.
I like listening to both sides of the story, and when one gets too chaotic, then I would leave, because I've dealt with that before, and someone would just start talking about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get really chaotic with what they're saying, like, you know, I don't want to talk to you if you're going to start being chaotic like that.
Right.
Like, I want to talk to a person who understands what's going on and is calm about it and has different views on it instead of just saying, like, completely one side.
Mm-hmm.
Just one side. You have to understand the other side, too.
See, one thing that Mr. Proper taught us, Mr. Proper is our economics teacher, by the way.
Government.
Yeah, government and economics. But he taught us to look at both sides equally. And he taught us how to understand the articles that we're reading, whether they're leaning left or leaning right or right down the middle. And a lot of times we had to read one that was left, one that was right, and one that was directly down the middle.
I mean, Proper, then again, he'll just sit around, he'll either sit at his desk and watch, or he'll just, like, walk around the desk and see what we're doing. And he would just see me get so frustrated with the two articles that were just falling against each other. I did not want to read them. I would read the one that had both sides, and they understanding the both of them, like, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't. I'd rather be a peacemaker than, you know, someone who just is a full-on jerk.
Right.
That's my way of life, and my mom said that I was probably the first one who understood that at a very young age. I'm not sure if that's actually true or not, because I know there's some people out there who have. It's just my mom, the first person she knew, which is her eldest daughter, just because I didn't care what a person looked like. I didn't care, like, what they acted like, whatever, like, at first. I didn't judge the book by its cover.
Right.
I judged from what was inside the book. Mm-hmm. By experience. And if I didn't like that person by the experience I had with them, then I didn't like them.
Right.
Like, for bullies. You could be, like, they may seem nice to you, like, at first, but over time, they start getting very, very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start doing that, you just want to get out. I mean, some points people do, some points they don't. But so just get out of a toxic relationship with friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Just get out of it and let it resonate with that person for a bit.
Yeah.
So they can understand why that happened.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say something, but I forgot what I was gonna say. What was I gonna say? I'm gonna kind of switch. It's not really switching topics completely, but
yeah,
it's still on the topic of politics, but it's kind of like going off something that you said. So personally, I'm kind of on the fence about if there really is systemic racism. I do think that racism is a huge problem in this country. And I appreciate what, you know, what the Black Lives Matter movement is trying to do. I don't fully support, like, the organization because of the riots and the Marxism and whatever. I support the cause, but I just don't like that, you know, particular, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that too. When I heard, I'm like, okay. My mom explained it to me a bit more. She's okay with the Black Lives thing, but she doesn't like what they're doing.
Right. I believe that Black Lives Matter. And
in reality, all lives matter.
Yeah, but I don't like that as a response to Black Lives Matter, because that's, I mean, in general, yes, most lives matter except for pedophile lives and, you know, the actual, like, really, really bad criminals.
Yeah.
They could be sat in the electric chair and it wouldn't bother me. But I, like, the Black Lives Matter is, like, they're obviously trying to fight what they believe is systemic racism. I do think, again, as I said before, I think racism is a problem in this country, and something does need to be done. I support in full the peaceful protests, the, you know, I don't like the violence. Violence isn't, it's not the answer. If they, I mean, Yeah, there's bad cops. There's always going to be bad cops. But for every bad cop, there's 10 good cops.
Yeah.
I don't like the saying Blue Lives Matter either, because that's another, like, response to Black Lives Matter that can be taken as racist.
Yeah.
I believe that, as I said before, in general, most lives matter. Except for racists and pedophiles and really, really bad criminals.
It's like evil was out of the question.
Yeah. But, like, the police force where we're from, they're the nicest people there ever was. I mean, I've never, personally, I'm white. I'm a white female, obviously. But, I've personally never seen any issues in our area with systemic racism or, you know, just people being jerks. Every police situation that I've heard of has been 100% handled correctly, in my opinion. You know, either the person has had a weapon on them or was reaching for something or something like that. And, you know, proper precaution was taken.
Yeah. But,
I mean, in bigger cities, it's a totally different story because we live so far out. Like, even now, I'm 2 hours away from New York City where I am now, but it's so different. Like, here, it's peaceful, it's beautiful. Not saying that the city's not beautiful, but it's beautiful in its own way. I'm still in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of city kids, though, that, there was one girl in my class, in my math class, we were talking about, I think it was children getting shot or something like that.
That's being uncalled for.
Exactly. We were talking about that in our quantitative reasoning lesson for math class. Because it was the number of shootings since 1970 has doubled each year. So we had to come up with a number and see if that number was reasonable. And the one girl goes, well, I hear about it all the time. She goes, I'm just out in New York City. And I hear about it all the time. And the rest of us are like, we've never firsthand experienced it because we're not that close. You know, so I mean, it's different in every part of the states and whatever. But I think, yeah, there probably is some systemic racism, but there's also a lot of working class. Like poverty, yeah. Poverty stricken. Poverty doesn't discriminate. I mean, there's white people in the hood that are just dirt poor. There's black people. There's Hispanics, Latinos, everybody. It doesn't discriminate. And nobody should. Nobody should discriminate. I mean, everybody's going through something different.
Yeah.
But
right there.
Sorry, I went off in kind of a little bit of a tangent, but
like I said earlier, I'd rather be a peacemaker than someone who constantly fights people.
Right.
I mean, I might make threats, but that's only to get I make empty threats. I'm not really gonna hurt you.
Right.
But if it comes to that point where it's life or death, yeah, I probably would. but
the only way I would hurt somebody is if they hurt me first, and if it's self-defense.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like I'm in danger, I'm gonna do everything within my power to get myself out of that situation. Like, if somebody had a gun pointed at me and I had a knife, I'm gonna throw that knife at them. I also believe that guns don't kill people, that people kill people. It's the person holding the gun. The gun, I mean, gun laws, yeah. There's a lot of restrictions on gun laws, but if we put more restrictions on guns, that's gonna give the criminals more opportunities to get them illegally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I would understand that too, because, I mean, a gun is an inanimate object. It can't really do anything.
Yeah, it's not like it's gonna grow legs. It's fired off
by accident, with a false trigger or something goes wrong and then it might fire. So that's why there's a safety there, but also, it's actually the person behind it. I would say that, because that's the only logical thing. It's the person behind the gun.
Like, if I had a knife and I walked up to somebody and stabbed them, they're not gonna put restrictions on knives. They're gonna put me in jail.
Grandma.
Uh-oh, not grandma again. So Cassidy's grandma called her again. But I mean, if you don't like my views, you can ask me questions about them. I'm not ashamed to answer them. And also, if you are a Biden supporter, or if you don't like Trump or Biden, you're absolutely welcome here. It's not like I'm kicking you out because of your views. I want to put mine out there. That's my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with it. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't get into politics, you can just, I mean, good for you. I'm not gonna be angry at whoever listens to this, if they're a Biden supporter, or if they like Kamala, or Kamala? I'm bad at names. I apologize to the supporters if I pronounced your name wrong. Kamala. I don't know why I said Kamala. Kamala. And if you like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Obama or Trump or Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush, any of them, if you like them, I don't care. You're welcome here. Just, you know, my socials, my Instagram is linked with this podcast on Anchor. So if you would like to contact me, if you have any questions, I mean, feel free. I'm open to answer, excuse me, whatever I like. Whatever I want. I'm open to answer. I'm open to answer whatever you ask. Words are not my thing today. It's not a great day to record a podcast. But, we're waiting for Cassidy to get back. I'm just talking to try to fill the void. I really need something to drink, but I don't have anything to drink in here. Oh, I have tea. Shoot, I gotta go get my tea. Hang on, I'll be back. I'm going to get my tea. My tea. I have a big jug of tea. I got my tea. Stupid fridge. I got my tea, everybody. Because my throat is starting to hurt. We've been talking for over an hour. If this podcast gets too long for you, I'd just skip to the end, I guess. But I only have 60 minutes of recording time for each segment. So I'm not planning on going that much longer with this podcast, but it depends on where conversation takes us, basically. Because that's the name of the game here. We don't have any specific topics. I mean, there might be a couple episodes where I plan my topics, which will probably happen because I've talked to some people about being guests on here, and I'm trying to get that set up. More than just my friends. I might have Mason from TikTok, conservative.truth, come on and talk about politics. He is another Trump supporter, but he knows his facts and he's very, very good. So, Mason, if you're listening, you're my guy. But Cassidy's back.
Hello.
So, I was just telling our listeners about the guests that I might have that I'm trying to get set up. There's this kid from TikTok. He's very, well, I say kid, he's only a year younger than us, but he's very, very, very knowledgeable about politics. And that's where I get most of my, like, Trump has funded more historically black colleges than any other presidents. Brittany, learn how to talk today. And he said that he would listen to my podcast. So, I'm trying to get him on here. I've been in contact with him. So, where were we? We were talking about Black Lives Matter, systemic racism.
What we really referring stuff was guns.
Yeah.
I hate my speech impediment.
People are gonna think I have a speech impediment after they listen to me talk when you were gone. I was like, I had to go get my iced tea. I'm borderline dyslexic.
I don't have corona if you hear me coughing or something or sneezing. I have allergies. I'm allergic to my house.
Oh, right, you're now. Fine. I'm allergic to school, so I'm always here. I really like it in here, though. I had two Hot Pockets for breakfast. I know, breakfast of champions. I need to lose weight. What is going on up there? So I hear thumping on my ceiling all the time. And you honestly don't want to know what goes through my brain that's going on up there. Because I hear a lot of noises. Last night they fought again across the hall. At 1:30 in the morning. I was just sitting on my bed watching TikToks.
Why?
Because I felt like it. For once, I wasn't doing work at 1:30 in the morning.
I mean, I'm more on questioning the people.
Oh. I don't know.
Why with fighting? If you're in a relationship, so you're arguments.
I think it was the two roommates.
Without making it so loud and announcing to everyone, please.
I think it was the two roommates that were fighting across the hall. Night before last, it was... They had a gentleman over there, and he was yelling profound words down the hallway at them. I would say it, but this is a family-friendly podcast.
Yeah, and I do not want to swear.
Right.
I know what the dude was probably saying, but no, I'm not saying.
Yeah, it was interesting. I stood looking through my peephole in the door and watched the whole thing. I thought it was going to get physical. But I think my RA got involved, and then it settled down about 1:45. So, that was the same night that I donated money to a little girl fighting cancer. And then I cried the next day finding out how much money was actually donated during that live stream.
It was
$7,000. And they were going to round it up to 10, and I sat and I bawled my eyes out because of my brother. That stuff kind of hits home. So as soon as I heard that the guy was going to triple the amount donated, I ran over and I got my debit card and I donated money. And I was so happy. But he didn't end up tripling it because he didn't have enough money to triple it. Because he looked about half an hour before the live stream ended. And we were at $4,500.
That's wow.
Yeah. I mean... It was to the point where his phone was buzzing so much we could hear it on the live stream. Because he was getting Venmos, because he said, whatever money is donated to me during this live stream, I'm going to donate it to Jocelyn, his little girl's name. We raised a lot of money. We raised a lot of money, and I was so happy to be a part of it. I didn't go to bed till 3:30 that morning. Because that live stream ended at 3:30. I'm so tired. Like, I was whooped last night, so I went to bed at 3. I didn't fall asleep till 3. But I planned on sleeping until like noon. My brother texted me at 9:30. He sent me a picture of my cat sitting on his shoulders. I was like, what? It scared me so much that I bit the side of my tongue when I woke up. Yeah. I looked and it's this picture of Jelly Bean sitting on his shoulder, and I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, she nipped at me, and I was like, good, I hope she bites you. She bit my dad twice the other night when I was on FaceTime with him. Oh, by the way, Jelly Bean is my barn cat, for those listeners who don't know, which none of you know, because I haven't told you that, but she's a calico cat. She's a little kitten, probably. We think she's about 3 months old. She's not very old. I had two of them, but one of them got distemper and got stepped on and passed away. But she's a barn cat, so she's obviously not going to get every single one of her shots. Because we can't afford them. We gave her a rabies shot because that is a zoonotic disease and I don't want it passed on to my cows. Which makes sense, obviously. but
I've seen how rabies work.
Oh, it's not pretty.
And what does to animals is creepy.
It's not pretty. I've seen Old Yeller.
That's a no. That's
yeah.
That's why I like stress to my mom sometimes with cats or anything. If one of the cats escapes or something, one of our cats, because we have four cats over here.
Yeah.
One of them is a little butthole that likes to chase around his sister all night.
I have a feeling that that cat is near you and you're like talking at it.
He's not. I'm. Where he is, he's over on the other couch. So, not like, he's like 10 feet away from Trixie, which I'm concerned if he just so much as looks at Trixie and wants her spot that she's laying in, he will just full on go and attack her. Trust me, why I'm bringing this up, because he sounds like he's rabid. Like, and it looks like he's rabid, but he's not.
Yeah.
And Trixie constantly hisses and growls at him, which it's kind of funny because I never heard him beforehand growl and hiss. So, but that's an experience every night that I have to deal with, and screaming at the little butts. if a human got bit by a rabid animal or something, it's only like a matter of time. Sometimes, depending on where you're bit, sometimes it'll be slow and sometimes it'll be really fast.
They say that it can take up to 2 weeks for you to be fully rabid.
Yeah.
But if you get your shots right away after your bit, it should be okay.
Yeah, as soon as you're bit by a rabid animal, just, yeah. But the main thing is that when bats have rabies, I think they have rabies no matter what. I don't know.
No, I don't think they do. Because
I hear both sides. So
I watched Dr. Pohl one time, and he got bit by a bat. And then they had the bat rabies tested, and it came back negative, so nobody else in the house had to get shots.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but if there's like a rabid bat and it ends up landing on you, you wouldn't even know it was on your shoulder. Because of how late they are. You wouldn't even know it. If you're walking by yourself or something. If you're walking with somebody else and they happen to see it out of the corner of their eye, yeah, they're probably going to smack it or something, but still. Because you don't know whether it bit you or not, or when you smack it, it bites you,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. It's no, you get your rabies shot. No one's dropping on my watch. No.
All right, so well, we better be wrapping this up because it's been over an hour. It's been an hour and 20 minutes that I've been talking to you, which means the podcast has been a little bit less than that.
Yeah.
But seeing as I did two segments, we could go that long.
Yeah.
So. Well.
Oh. For the one to listen.
Yeah, listen safe. The entire time.
Yeah, just like, stay safe, be peacemakers, and may God be with you. There you go.
Yep, alright. Thank you for listening to Questionable with Brittany McElwain. This week's episode featured Cassidy LaBar. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.